Thanks, Chairman. Look, you haven't mentioned Terry McCrann by name, but I think he's the journalist you're referring to who's launched an incredibly savage attack on this board. I must admit, as a journalist myself, I was taken aback at his language. It almost sounded like you guys were the Bali Bombers or something, the way he was talking. You're all a disgrace. You should all be sacked. Now, normally, McCrann's a credible guy, and you know, when he says that, you'd sort of stand up and say, well, you know, what's behind this? Now, you seem to have, I sort of felt that two lines of attack he was running was, one, that you didn't disclose the tax ruling in a timely manner. You sat on it over the weekend and went right through Monday. And then two, that you sort of acted in concert with Healthscope to enable them to buy 10% of the stock within minutes of you announcing that the merger was off. Now, you've sort of dealt with the timing issue, but you've just glossed over this whole question of the dealings with Healthscope and how that all worked. Now, wasn't there a standstill agreement in place? And I presume you've had to release Healthscope from that standstill agreement to enable them to buy that 10% stake?
Question.
That's the question, yeah.
Question is... The decision that the board made was that it was important to clarify the status of the merger transaction. Now, the merger transaction actually didn't have, we didn't have authority over whether Healthscope could buy further shares by that status in the weekend. But broadly, we did take the view that those agreements needed to be terminated, and we needed to be able to say to shareholders before the market opened again that there was no ambiguity about that, we could deal with anybody. And the consequences of actually terminating that was that through other agreements that Healthscope had, as I understand, they were free to buy shares. But as we've said before, Their decision to buy shares and how they bought shares is a matter entirely for Healthscope.
I'm presuming you must have known. I mean, you've been working together on merging your companies. You've been in bed for many months together. I'm presuming you knew that this was the strategy and that you were complicit in this, that you supported it and were aware of it. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, complicit's a fun word that you might use. In your outlet, it may make sense, but there was speculation in the media that this could be one of the strategies that Healthscope could have pursued. To be fair, the decision by the tax office was not expected, and we had not anticipated getting the ruling that we did, obviously, and therefore there was undoubtedly some quick decisions we had to make. And I guess Healthscope were in the same position as to what they were going to do. So they never informed us as to what their plans were, but we were absolutely aware that it was possible that one of their strategies was that they would take a stake. And our view was that, I mean, there are a number of times they could have taken a stake earlier in all of these transactions, but while there was a possibility of having to get a vote through on a scheme of arrangement, it was not in their interest to actually have a stake because it would have taken those shares out of the market and out of the leverage that Dr. Bateman had in this transaction. But once it became clear that Plan D was dead, then that clearly freed them up to make the decision that they obviously made.